It really was. There were so many cool things. It'd be tough to pick just one. I did head back out to third base for a minute, and we scored four runs while I was over there. So, I think I'm pretty lucky out there. But no, it was a great weekend. I mean, the offense was incredible, just scoring runs off a really tough Virginia Tech pitching staff. And then three complete games from three different starters. I don't know if I've ever heard of something like that in the postseason. It was a really, really incredible weekend.
So, Coach, heading into Alabama, obviously they're the number one seed. You guys are very familiar with Alabama because they're in the SEC and you play against them all the time. Is it a jump up in competition this weekend, or is it just a continuation of the momentum you guys have established?
Well, they got the number one seed for a reason, right? I mean, they've had a great year. I mean, they have a really complete team this year. Their offense has been outstanding, and then they have the SEC Pitcher of the Year on the mound. So, I mean, they do a lot of things right. But again, it's a brand of softball that we understand, right? It's in the same league. We understand how people prepare. We understand how they compete. So, I don't think our kids will be or our team will be out of sorts at all. I think it's someplace where they can feel comfortable, and they just have to go out and play their best game, but it's something they're capable of doing.
Beth, your schedule early in the season was difficult. You played at number one Tennessee and some other ranked teams. You were 7-4 at one point and then finished really strong. Did you like reap the benefits as the season went on from those highly ranked teams and opponents?
Yeah, without question. I mean, that's kind of the tale, I think, of this group is the adversity that they went through has made them really tough. And I think they're peaking at the right time, but they also can take a punch, and it when you're playing against a team as talented as the ones that are still left playing this weekend, really anywhere in the country, you got to be willing to take a punch, right? It's not going to go perfectly. You're going to have to fight back when something doesn't go your way. And I think the early part of this season, the adversity they went through has made them battle tested, so they're able to do that.
This team, compared to the last couple of years of your team, seems to have more just depth and breadth. Would you say that's true? And obviously, if it is true, you built it that way intentionally.
Yeah, I do think we got a few things right with this group. I think, when Bryce came and he worked with Zach, who does our data and information, they kind of have established what types of players are successful in Tiger Park. We looked for a little bit different type of athlete in the portal, what we've recruited. I mean, we're sitting on the number one recruiting class in the country coming next year, too, which is made up of a lot of these players that we feel are going to have a lot of success in Tiger Park. So the roster was built a little differently. With a lot of intention, and I think it has paid off here at the end. I think we're seeing great offensive numbers. I mean, took them a minute to get going, but take out the first couple of weeks, and this is as good as an offense as we've ever had here. And then the pitching staff is doing exactly what we needed them to do. A last minute addition of Peyton Monticelli has just proved to be a huge lift for this team too. So I think the roster built with a ton of intention has done what we wanted it to do.
Without giving away any trade secrets, what would be the keys to coming out of Alabama victorious and headed to the to Oklahoma City again?
Well, I mean, we'll have to make all the routine things routine, right? We'll have to play out the solid brand of defense we've been playing. I think not going to be able to give their offense extra outs. I do like the fact that they have five left-handers in the lineup, and we have some pitchers that are successful against left-handers. So, I mean, I do like that for us. But the real test, I think, is just to crack the code of their pitching staff, especially Jocelyn Brisky, the pitcher of the year in the league. I mean, we just have to kind of crack the code and get on to her, make her feel our presence, and put some pressure on her. And I think that that's going to be how it really goes this weekend.
Hey, Beth, I wanted to ask you a history question a little bit. When you were at Florida International and Patrick Murphy got named the LSU coach, had LSU already talked to you, or did they come to you after Murphy left following 3 days? And just how did that all go down?
Yeah, I don't know if they made any other calls besides Patrick Murphy when it first happened. I think it was
Right.
like a one and done, but I don't know if that's true, but I think it is. And then when he decided not to take the job, I made sure to take him out to dinner in the summer and thank him for the opportunity because it's been life-changing for me and my family, that's for sure.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome story. And this is the first SEC team you're playing in a super, correct?
I think it is. It's crazy to believe. I think we've been in 8 or 9 super regionals here in my time. And I do think this is the first SEC team, which is crazy to think with the strength of this league. And I mean, there's 9 SEC teams left playing this weekend. It's incredible to think about. So it is strange that this is our first one, but it is.
And you did not play Alabama this year. You beat them 2 out of 3 last year. How does that place rank as far as crowd noise and difficult place to play? What's it like going into that park?
Unfortunately, it's the toughest one. Okay. You know, I think that they do the best job. I mean, they have the best crowds. We haven't played at Oklahoma in their new stadium, so that may be comparable, but it's the toughest one. They have the largest crowds in the country, some of the loudest fans. So, you know, but we understand atmosphere. We play here at Tiger Park, and it gets loud, and, you know, people get going, and they may have more of them over there, but they don't have them the same way we do here at Tiger Park. Our fans are a little bit different, you know, so we can hang with anybody in that respect.
A little bit different. Talking like Lane Kiffin, Beth.
Coach,
speaking of Lane Kiffin, he was out here playing ball on the field today, playing a little slow pitch game out here on the field today. So
all right.
Interaction with him.
That's awesome.
Can he swing the bat?
He wasn't too bad. Actually, I was surprised.
That's great.
Well, you know, it must be all that yoga that must keep him flexible and able to move and twitch quickly. When you talked about constructing this team for Tiger Park this year very intentionally, how does this park in Alabama compare to Tiger Park? I mean, is the team compatible to that park?
I think so. I mean, I think as far as that goes, this is a tougher park to play in, especially for an offense. Our park just plays big. You know, our winds blow certain directions. So I think probably for an offense, it lends itself a little more to their park. And again, like, our pitching staff was created to have a lot of different looks. So I think we fit in about anywhere. We got an up baller, a down baller, a left-hander, and a changeup. You know, we've kind of got all the looks. So I think our pitching staff can fit in really anywhere in the country.
Coach Tarina, good luck. Congratulations on getting back to the Super Regionals. We can't wait to see you guys play this weekend. And it's always great when LSU beats Alabama. So we're all rooting for you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
That is LSU softball coach Beth Tarina. We'll take another break. When we come back, Matt Hayes from the USA Today Network will join us here on Tiger Rag Radio.